All right, let's get from Hollywood collector extraordinaire. I want you to, isn't there already a store called Hollywood Collectibles? Otherwise, I'd
There
say you
is.
should, yeah. Otherwise, I
And look,
should say you should
we'll
open
get
that.
you some bigger, we'll get some bigger cards as we continue on through this thing here. But I just wanted to, in honor of, let me see if we can get this on the screen. In honor of Max Strus's game winner here, Alex. Do we get that on the screen? There
There,
you
I see it
go.
now. Look at
I
that.
hope we got that on the screen.
Yeah,
Okay, we're
there it
gonna go
is.
Signature Series Max Strus. So there you go. There's your Heat card of the day in honor, of course, of Max Strus hitting that game tying shot against Portland. And
Love it.
we need to keep it going for Max Strus, man.
The Strus is loose. I like him so much more than I like Duncan Robinson. It's not even funny. Like
Yeah, right.
there's like a short list of Heat players that I would be willing to buy a jersey for, even in this economy, right? That's why I'm a lot more selective than I used to be. Strus is definitely on there. Jimmy Butler is on there. That's probably the first one I'd buy. Although I'm one of those people where I'd prefer to have the kind of obscure jersey versus the one everybody's wearing to games, right? Because you go to FTX Arena on a game night, you're going to see a lot of Butlers there, right? So I kind of prefer to get the Strus. I would even think of getting like a Caleb Martin, something like that. I would rock an Adebayo. I would not rock a Kyle Lowry. That goes right in the garbage. And that's probably it. I think I probably gave you like the four. I would rock a Jovic as well, because that would be like the really obscure one. I don't know how, I can't necessarily say how long he's going to stick here, because you know how Riley is with young players, but I think I could rock Jovic.
Well, I like the selection there. I like what you went with. We got the new City Series jerseys coming out here in I think a day or two. So we'll be looking forward to seeing those. I think they're gonna have another mashup, maybe on white this time. So I'll be looking forward to seeing those, man.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we got you the card of the day. I feel like we were a little too gloom and doom. So you know what needs to happen? The Heat need to beat Charlotte, preferably comfortably. And the next time we bring you an episode here within the next few days, we can talk a lot more glowingly and positively than we have already. I want to throw a huge shout out to a guy whose face you didn't see and voice you didn't hear, because technology is something he cannot figure out. But eventually, Marcos, who's working hard behind the scenes producing the show, is going to be a bigger part of this show. Art God Savvy, you may know him from his music more than you know him from his actual personality on the radio, but Marcos is a big part of the show. Obviously, Hollywood is bringing his thing. I'm doing my best each and every day. Marcos, we get the acknowledgement there. So huge thanks to everyone. If you haven't subscribed yet, it's available on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google. Literally, wherever you get your pods, you're going to find Red Hot Hoops. We're going to eventually integrate a full video platform as well. So stay tuned for that. We will talk to you again next time on another episode of Red Hot Hoops, an Odyssey podcast.